Ulterior.
All right. So obviously there has not been a podcast episode for a number of weeks now. I want to say that the last episode would have been at the end of June. I think that was the case. And going into July, I kind of knew that the activity for Ulterior in some way would diminish. I was hoping not to the extent that it did for the podcast side, because obviously nothing was happening, and then reviews have kind of also been a little bit delayed in some regards, which I understand, and I do apologize for that. And the reason why I say that I kind of knew that was going to happen is because I have in recent weeks taken on a new, I don't really want to call it a job, because I don't think of it as a job. It's not really a job to me, but it is something that requires a lot of my attention and my time and like my consideration and that sort of stuff. And I don't know how much I'm allowed to actually talk about to a public audience like you guys. What I will say is that the quote-unquote job is in the media side of professional wrestling. And to some of you guys, that might seem like a big deal. To a lot of you, it probably seems like nothing. And that's totally fair. That's totally fine. For myself, it's a big, big, big fucking deal, especially considering the exact platform that I am a part of now and the size of it and the scope and all that good shit. It's a big deal. It's a huge fucking honor that I can, you know, be in this position now and have this spot and be a part of basically, you know, media for something like pro wrestling that is so important to me, and it's been important to me for my entire life. And you know, I've been able to do some things the last few weeks that I could not have ever imagined being able to do or say that I do, and it's been very, very fulfilling on that side of my life. The ulterior side, again, obviously it has taken a hit. I knew that was going to happen, but I wasn't necessarily sweating it, because I knew that I would be able to bounce back at some point. Yes, there are a lot of records and singles from July that I miss, but like I say every year whenever I go on like a hiatus of some kind, if I am meant to circle back to something, I will do so in December when I do 100 best songs and 50 best records. That concept is not going away. This whole platform is my baby, but specifically the year-end episodes, like, those are really, really, really fucking special to me. So yeah, we're gonna, you know, circle back to all that later on then. And the other thing that I want to say, as far as like the future of Ulterior and how I am going to manage doing things for the wrestling stuff that I just mentioned, or then also still be attentive to Ulterior, is the format of the episodes is probably going to change. And my hope is that this episode is the indicator for what this show will look like going forward. I am going to make a real attempt at kind of trying to detach myself from the very strict weekly format that I've been using. And what I mean by that is the format that I've tried to stick to ever since starting the podcast over 4 years ago now was review everything on social media for the whole week, do Scenic Overlook, and then gather up all of that and use that as the basis of the content for the episodes. I think now what is going to happen, and I'm gonna like try this and see how it goes, and if it's easier for me, if it's like, you know, in some ways harder, you know, whatever the fuck. Whenever I have something to say, I'll get on here. I'll make an episode. It could be once a week. It could be twice. It could be fucking five times. You know, like whatever it is that I feel, I will do my very best to transition that into an episode or episodes every week. So if you see by like the title or the image for this episode, I am specifically talking about Bad Omens and Thousand Below. Were those the only two things I listened to last week? No. But those are the two things that I want to go out of my way right now to talk about. So I am going to. Just like how, let's say, on a random Saturday or a random Monday, I listen to an album, I post a review for it on social media, I feel invigorated by it, and I'm like, you know what, let me get on the podcast real quick and talk about it. And then that episode is just going to be about that one album, like, or just a one single, a handful of things. Even if there's like a big news story in the scene, maybe I decide to get on here for that. My point is that I want this to be a lot looser than it has been format-wise, because I feel like that is the only way for there to be any kind of a future for the podcast aspect of Ulterior. And I don't want this to die whatsoever. So again, I'm going to play around with this, see how it goes. And in that same regard, I need for you guys out there to be kind of my feedback for this, because if I just keep doing something and you're not rocking with it and you don't tell me that you're not rocking with it, I'll never know. So, you know, the way that this podcast is going to go from now on, I need you guys to tell me if it is good or not, if you fuck with it or not. And that's the only way that I'll be able to know what adjustments I need to make, or, you know, what I need to do to make sure that Ulterior is still a thing for the foreseeable future. And yeah, that's basically what I wanted to say for the intro here. And again, just to kind of touch base on like where I've been and where I want to go and all that good stuff. So I already said this, but I'm going to say it again for the sake of leading into the intro music. This episode, I will be talking about two things and only two things. The new single by Bad Omens called Spectre, and the brand new album by Thousand Below called Buried in Jade. Thank you guys so fucking much for listening and for sticking with me this whole time, and I really hope you guys enjoy this episode. I won't lie to you guys, there is a part of me that wanted to push this episode out this week because of the news about the state of the scene going on a hiatus. And I am not at all suggesting that Ulterior is going to be like the new thing for the podcast space of alternative music. Like, no, absolutely not. I understand that and I know that. But when it comes to like the entire production of Ulterior and like, you know, what I've tried to like make every episode out to be, state of the scene is absolutely a big influence on that. There is no Ulterior without SOTS. There is no podcast format or year-end episodes. You know, anything that I do, it doesn't exist without SOTS, and they are the blueprint for this. They are the inspiration. They are the influence. They are any other way I can possibly describe them being, you know, like the standard bearers for like what it means to be an effective and entertaining music podcast. I will forever apply those terms to them, because SOTS, Sam, and Marcos, they have really done so much to change my life, and I'm sure that they've changed the lives of so many of their other viewers and listeners and whatnot. And their absence for the next however long it is will leave a massive hole in the, you know, the stratosphere and the space of scene music media. And all I can, you know, really say is just to them, thank you guys so much for everything that you've ever done for the community and for, you know, trying to be the like the gold standard for what it should mean to be a scene music podcaster. And yeah, you know, we're all going to be here for you guys when you're back. We'll be here for you while you're gone. And we as in me, I don't know about y'all, me, Sam, Marcos, love y'all. Kind of out of breath already, man. I haven't done this in a few weeks podcasting. So like, it's going to take probably a bit of time for my voice to like adjust to it. I think my voice is already going out, bro. What the fuck? I'm so washed. Bro, I've been recording for 8 minutes. Fucking voice is already shot. God damn, son. Anyways, let's go on to one of the two topics for this episode, and that is going to be the brand new single by Bad Omens. It is called Spectre. So I truly do not believe that it is hyperbolic in any manner to say that Spectre is not just one of the most important songs in the entire discography of Bad Omens, even before its release. But I think it's going to stand as one of, if not the most important singles of the year. At the very least, next to Emergence by Sleep Token, and Spectre and Emergence are very important for the same reasons. Because in my mind, they kind of needed to deliver for the sake of justifying the meteoric rises of these two bands that have very much so fucking, you know, just dominated the news cycle for the last few years. In the case of Bad Omens, you know, yes, last year they had VAN, they had Anything More Than Human, but Spectre is the first release since The Death of Peace of Mind that feels like it's intended to be distant from that record. You know, VAN and Anything More Than Human, they were still attached to the Death of Peace of Mind. They were still a part of that whole cycle. They still existed in the same space as, like, you know, Just Pretend or Artificial Suicide or whatever else. Spectre is now the first glimpse at what the next chapter of Bad Omens looks like. So for that reason, this needed to deliver. And for some people, it probably didn't just need to deliver. It needed to shatter and exceed whatever expectations they might have had for Bad Omens. And expectations that might have also seemed unrealistic. Because whether you like The Death of Peace of Mind or not, you have to understand and see for yourself these last few years just how monumental that record cycle is. I think that thus far in 2000 or in the 2020s, I mean, it is like sempiternal for a lot of people, especially relative newcomers in alternative music. And it is asking for a lot for these fans who are like so attached to The Death of Peace of Mind to follow Bad Omens into a new era, into what is going to end up being a new album cycle. And Spectre, in a weird way, I feel like sonically, Spectre kind of holds the hand of that listener through the first few moments of the song, because it starts off in this very, like, it's like an enchanting manner while still being brooding. It's this kind of like atmospheric and cinematic flair that I think Bad Omens have perfected by this point. And you can hear Noah's voice like faintly in the song. And then you go through that first chorus with like little instrumentation. And then the rest of the band slowly starts to come into their own with this track. And then by the time you get to the second chorus, I think Spectre is very comfortably one of the best songs of the entire year for Sea Music. I think it reestablishes and revitalizes every reason for why Bad Omens even made it to this point, because it's not just through fan support, it's also through the band just being really, really, really fucking good and undeniable in every facet of their existence and their being as Bad Omens. And, you know, to go along with that, the music video and everything about the way that this song was just, like, presented and built up through the, I guess you could call it, like, a trailer that Cimmerian had, it all felt, like, so, like, larger than life, even for the standards of the highest end of scene bands. Spectre didn't just feel like the release of a single, it felt like a real like stamp on the timeline for all of us, for everybody in the scene. And, you know, going forward, I don't know what the timeline itself looks like for Bad Omens. I have no idea when we should be expecting another single or when the album will even be out. I highly, highly doubt it's going to be this year. I think we're looking at 2026 for that. But, you know, whatever that timeline actually is, I think that Bad Omens have more than earned that right and that leeway to just, you know, do their thing and put this record out there the way that they want to and craft these songs the way they want to. They have built up an audience that is going to be there for them every single step of the way. And, you know, no matter how some of us might look at that audience, and I myself have, you know, said some things, It truly is a very beautiful thing to see just how far exactly Bad Omens have come. And I think Spectre, in so many ways, is sort of the embodiment and the representation of all that. And so that was Spectre by Bad Omens, and now I'm going to be going into the second of two topics for the episode, and that is the brand new album by Thousand Below called Buried in Jade. You said you never let me turn cold. I hate the quiet, I need you to know. Said you didn't mind. I keep pretending like sun under snow. And my window's blazing. Every time I look in your eyes, it's all I think about us. And you know what, man? I'm not even going to wait until the end of this quote-unquote review to make this point about Buried in Jade. I have listened to this album so many times now, front to back, since last Friday, and I feel like I am now very, very comfortably of the mindset that this is the best Thousand Below album ever made. You know, previously for myself, it was The Love You Let Too Close. I've just had such a strong attachment to that record, not just for, like, you know, how amazing I think it sounds and how that was, like, the real, you know, first building block made for Thousand Below, but also just, like, a time and place thing and attachment, personal meaning, all that shit. I think Gone in Your Wake is, like, the album for a lot of Thousand Below fans, and I understand why, and I agree with that sentiment about, you know, some of the best moments of, like, Thousand Below's production and songwriting being on that record. And then there was Hell Finds You Everywhere back in 2022. That record came out, like, the second week of December, so it was going to be at a disadvantage in so many aspects, no matter what. But a lot of it still connected with me. And I've always felt like that's kind of the crux of Thousand Below's music. I've always been able to connect with them, and it feels like in some aspects and in some regards, I grow up alongside their music. You know, the first time I heard this band, I was, God, man, I would have been 21, actually, because I heard Tradition in March of 2017. I turned 22 in April that year. So, like, yeah, I was 21 when Thousand Below came into my life, and now I'm 30. And it's like, I've really spent almost a third of my fucking life with Thousand Below, and I actually didn't realize that until right now as I'm saying it to you guys. So, like, that is legitimately fucking insane and mind-blowing. And I say all that about the history of Bad Omens, Thousand Below, to say that I could sense in the rollout for the album that this sounded like the band at the most confident level they have ever operated at. It was like all of them, they knew within their own brains and their own hearts that they had just written the best material of their careers, and they couldn't wait to put it out there. That's really what it felt like listening to, like, fucking, you know, Palace of Dread and Kerosene, and then even, like, the new mixing on Shake and Wrong Again. It felt so fucking massive. Like, just everything about Thousand Below in the build-up to this record, and then capping off the singles rollout with Save Me, you know, I think 2 weeks ago now at this point, Save Me kind of being the song to, like, really let you into that, you know, almost, like, slower side of Thousand Below that they have always been so incredible at wielding and using as, like, a superpower of their own. I think that was, like, the perfect fucking way to cap off the cycle for Buried in Jade, or the rollout, I mean, and, like, let everybody know that, yeah, this band is just at a different level than they have ever been, and at a different level than so many of their contemporaries are right now and have ever fucking been in their own respective careers. And it's kind of weird, like, I feel like in some ways Buried in Jade is like a snapshot of where this scene is at sonically right now, because you can hear within this band a lot of, like, the influences that other bands have taken from them. Yet even though Thousand Below might be, like, the bigger picture of that scene, they still feel so unique and all to themselves in some ways on this record. Like, the ability for any band, not even just Thousand Below, to be able to have the quiet and cold be immediately followed by Los Angeles, like, that's a talent in itself. And what I mean by that is The Quiet and Cold is one of those songs that just has like this massive chorus and just really inspires like that giant sing-along vibe that Thousand Below have always been so fucking excellent at. And then Los Angeles is a little bit more like on the, you know, the poppier side, I guess, of what this band can do. And it does feel like a detour in some ways, but not a detour in any, you know, like, bad use of the term. It's like, this is as good of a curveball as any band in the metalcore realm could possibly ever use. Metalcore plus hardcore, whatever you want to call Thousand Below. It really felt like so akin to some of the, like, Too Close to Touch stuff that they were doing on the I'm Hard to Love But So Are You EPs. Like, it feels connected by the same thread in some ways to, you know, that concept of like a like an electronic pop song in some ways. It's experimental, but it works, especially like with the, you know, the drop near the end. And then after that, like, The Way Down is, you know, another example of just how fucking excellent the band is altogether and how James has been able to evolve into one of the best vocalists in the entire scene. And it feels like there have been times in the last week that I've heard Buried in Jade and I've come out of that specific session believing that The Way Down is the best song on the record, but then I'm like, but fucking The Quiet and the Cold or Wrong Again or Palace of Dread, like, there are so many heavy hitters on this album that, like, my favorite is, you know, this revolving door of songs. And I think that is one of the biggest testaments that you can give a whatever you believe as a perfect record. And then the two-song stretch that closes out Buried in Jade, I think, is just an achievement in so many ways and so fucking remarkable. You have Michelle's song, which is like this sonic gut punch and just one of the, like, most raw and emotional and vulnerable moments, not just on this album, but in the entire discography of Thousand Below. It's just like, you know, one of those, like, heartstring tugging songs that is just done in such an impactful way. And I don't think there's any possible method of leaving this album and not feeling affected in some way by Michelle's song. And then that leads into the closing song, which is the title track, Buried in Jade. And it is just this fucking, like, almost kind of a slow burn song, but not really, because there's still, like, such a punch that is packed into the buildup to that climax of the song where James screams, "But always isn't always till they bury me in Jade." And as things stand right now in 2025, that specific line is, like, definitively hands down my favorite for the entire scene this year. And the way that that line leads you into the second act of this title track, but ultimately the final act of the entire record, it was one of the most, like, just fucking cathartic ways that Thousand Below could have possibly ended this masterful fucking record on. And again, like, I am so enamored by Buried in Jade, because it feels like, how did a band that has always been, like, as close to perfect as possible in A Thousand Below manage to level up to this extent? And like I said earlier, I am so confident and comfortable in explaining and describing Buried in Jade as not just the best Thousand Below record to date, but one of the five, even maybe fucking three or two, or... there really does exist the possibility of this being number one right now. Buried in Jade is outstanding in every possible way that a record can just grab you by your heart and make you feel every single emotion that this band wanted you to throughout the course of listening to Buried in Jade. It is one of the biggest accomplishments of the year by any band so far, and this is gonna sound weird, but, like, I feel so fucking proud of Thousand Below. And not that, like, my sense of pride in them means anything, but, like, you know, for this being a band that I have kind of followed since the beginning in a lot of ways, you know, even before the Love You Let Too Close release in 2017, I feel like I've been there with them every step of the way. I've seen their ups, I've seen their downs, I've heard their highs, I've heard their lows, and there is nothing but highs on this record. And that's it. That was the review for Buried in Jade by Thousand Below, and then Spectre by Bad Omens. Like I said earlier in the episode, you guys, we're going to go on an experimental route now with the podcast. So, you know, I don't know what the next episode will be consisted of. I don't know when it will be, but it will happen. And right now it's just about, you know, me finding that balance between Ulterior and the other stuff that I am now doing, because there is a balance. It does exist, and we are all going to work together for me to find that. Thank you guys so much for listening to the episode. I really hope you guys enjoyed it. And until then, I will see y'all when I see y'all. And I will talk about whatever I talk about then. Thanks.